The Colorado Rocky Mountains, we're told, have received some spectacular early season snowfall this year. And the ski resort in Breckenridge has seen its best snow in more than 20 years, just in time for the opening of the highest chairlift in North America. This lift reaches an elevation of 12,840 feet, at the top of which my colleague Renee Montaigne found Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for the Washington Post, T.R. Reid.
He was, of course, on a cell phone, pausing from his research on the new ski lift to take a call from us. T.R., are you there?
Hi, Renee. Yeah, here's the situation. Altitude, 12,800 feet. Visibility, 2 inches. New snow, 1 foot. As my fellow snowboarders would say, wicked awesome, dude. Totally.
So you're cold.
I'm cold, but it's fine. I'm boarding. And this new lift, the highest lift in America, represents an important new trend in America's ski areas. That's why a reporter had to come cover this.
Absolutely. Well, before you give us a report on the new chairlift and its importance to the entire continent, what's the view like up there?
14,000-foot peaks surrounding me, jagged, rocky, snow-covered peaks of the Gore Range. And then every once in a while, a gust of snow blows in, and you can't see anything. You can't see your hand in front of your face. But basically, it's a spectacular view.
So tell us one thing about the new chairlift. How was the ride up?
Well, it's a high-speed quad lift. It's, you know, the state-of-the-art fast lift. So it was a little terrifying, I have to say, to look at those big mountains of new snow out there that I'm going to ride through in a minute.
Well, before this chairlift came into existence, how did boarders and skiers get up to these runs?
The reason for this lift, it reflects a fundamental culture clash in skiing. You see, the most of the people, the new skiers these days, are snowboarders. They're tattooed, pierced 17-year-olds, and they're down in the terrain park, on jumps and rails. And then what happens is these kids come out of the snowboard parks, they go to college, they become bankers, they're yuppies, and now they're skiers, and they want to go to the backcountry way at the top of the hill. It used to be that you could rent a helicopter for the day for $500 and do that. That's pretty severe. Or you had to hike up, and when you get to people like my advanced age, hiking 40 minutes up at 13,000 feet in the snow in ski boots is really not that desirable, you know what I mean? So Breckenridge and other areas are now building lifts to service this extreme terrain.
So have you skied down yet, or you're just about to?
I haven't skied this run at the top of Imperial Express, the highest run in America, but when I was a younger man, about a year ago, I did hike up there and came down it on my snowboard and fell about 400 times, and I told myself I was exhausted from the climb up. So today, I took the lift up. I'm going to go down through that 12 inches of new powder perfectly without a single fall, and that's my report. I certify to this.
Well, have fun.
Thank you. I sure I will.
T.R. Reid is a Morning Edition regular and Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for the Washington Post.